Let's go to our KFJB live line. Joining us right now, County Supervisor Dave Thompson. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kyle. Good to see everybody on the radio.
You too, my friend. Well, I understand that the county budget process has either begun or about to begin. And I know it's every year, Dave, you kind of share with us, it's a little bit of a guessing game on what the state is going to do. You have to set your budget before the state does the rollbacks and the backfills. So tell folks a little bit about this process, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, it's a long process, and it is the supervisor's largest single task that we have to do during the year. And it is a year-long process because we monitor it literally every 2 weeks when we're paying the bills, we're monitoring the budget. It kicks off in mid-November, and we started out with a letter from the supervisors that goes out to all the elected officials and the department heads. And that letter basically states our goals and our priorities and what our expectations are of each of them. Then we sit down and everybody does their own budgets. We then sit down and we meet with each department and each elected official after they put their request together, and they get an opportunity to explain their needs and their wants. And, you know, we really do sit and listen. We go through things line by line, and we go through and we get all the needs taken care of, and then we try and grant as many of the wants as possible, all while staying within our budget and our priorities. There's a lot of give and take, and not everybody gets everything they want. This year, we're going to be very conservative. We've got concerns about the farm economy. We've got concerns about valuations coming in with the derecho. We've got concerns with what the state is going to do on the commercial backfill, or if they're going to make a change in the rollback, which all of those things can drastically affect our revenue coming in and our ability to service our needs. So, you know, there's a lot of guessing that goes on.
Yeah. And I talked a little bit about this at the beginning. You have to set your budget before the state, right?
That's the really tricky part. Our budget, you know, we start and we meet with everybody in December. We should get our valuations from the auditor's office about the third week of December. Now that's where the tricky part comes in. We have to publish our budget by February, certify it in March, and the state won't finish their session until sometime April or May. So this is where the crystal ball comes in the guessing game, is because we have to have all of our budget certified and done before the state actually tells us what all of the amounts are going to be in the rollback and what they're going to do for backfill. So this is where the important part comes in, is the relationship between the supervisors and our elected officials down in Des Moines. Is we're in contact with these folks all the time, and we got a pretty good handle on what we think they're going to do, but it's never a guarantee.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a little bit of guessing that goes on in the budget. We've been lucky these last few years, and we've nailed it pretty much on the head with what the state is going to do, and things are going to be up in the air this year.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to that at the beginning, somewhat conservative at the county level, because there have been a lot of factors that have gone into this last year that will roll over, that will affect the next year.
Oh, big time. You know, we're concerned with property valuations with the derecho. Land prices are down slightly. Commodity prices are going to be tough, and those are two of the three key leading indicators that the state uses for setting the valuations on farm ground. So we've got a lot of questions in this year's budget, and we're going to go about it very conservative.
All right. Keep up the good work, Dave. Dave Thompson joining us. Anything else, sir, before I let you go?
Nope. Just everybody out there, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, freedom's never free.
All right, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You betcha. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.